Daiquiri, Ireland, if you're on a beach or something?
I was at Terranea over the weekend, and it was particularly hot one day. And I go, you know, I go, will they make me a pina colada? And they did. And it's like the first one I've had in 5 years. It was great.
I bet it was fantastic. Yeah. Of course. Mace, Team Daiquiri, pina colada.
I don't drink C. Clearman's Galley.
He serves now. But wait a minute. Now, you know, Mason has reset
several times.
He's
dry.
Saying he's not going to do
I'm
weed
California
anymore.
Sober.
It never sticks.
California sober.
Yeah, we've discussed that.
Yeah, that's what
In the days, I don't know, prior to certain galleys.
Yes.
Would you enjoy a fruity drink?
Yeah. I mean, on vacation, like in Hawaii or whatever, sure, you get a pina colada or what do they call
Mai
that? Mudslide. I mean,
I've never had that.
Mudslide is kind of a chocolatey drink.
I've never had that one.
It's like candy. It's like drinking. It's like Starbucks coffee downstairs.
Like basically with alcohol.
But with alcohol. Exactly. Yeah.
Who doesn't like that along the way?
So Ireland, you start out Supercross talk by calling Travis an idiot.
I was going to say, that's aggressive.
That was rough.
What's aggressive about it? Literally, you were John, 5 seconds off.
Rule follower.
What's that?
I'm a rule follower.
Yeah, apparently.
Didn't we get in trouble that one time where we had to redo the open because...
We got in trouble. We said, hey, let's get to 12.
I had a conversation with somebody about this once. If you do the ID, it does not have to be at exactly the right time.
No, I've been told
otherwise. But it does have to be five before or five after the hour.
If you miss by a minute or two,
Federal Communications
Something
Commission
going on in your life that
law.
You want to work through, that you're name calling right out of the chute?
No, but I heard you say the other day that people were walking up to you at the softball game saying that you were exaggerating your fatness.
Not exactly, but yes, it was. It's always
because I always think that you've accurately represented your fatness.
Thank you. I agree. Yeah. I agree. It's always the same thing. It's always one of those. It's not that you're not fat. It's you're not as fat as you make yourself out to be. That's the compliment that comes my
way.
Was one of you earlier saying that you suspected Kyle Schwarber through?
I think it's a possibility.
Okay, I think it's so very possible.
I sent this to Mason this morning. Apparently, you know, all the gambling sites, they bet on everything. Did you go last night?
I did.
Okay. So, this has been documented.
Yeah. I watched the video today.
They forgot to count one of Schwarber's home runs and kicked Pujols into the next round, even though Pujols and Schwarber were tied.
Okay.
So there's your conspiracy
theory. I have two things to ask about that. Number one, does that void all bets on Schwarber?
Yeah, that's a good question. What happens in Vegas?
It has to void him.
We should call the Feds and ask him.
It has to void all Schwarber bets.
Because there were literally 20 home runs. I watched the video of the entire round.
Okay, so all Schwarber action is
hit 20 home
back.
Runs. Yeah, I would think you get your money back. Yeah.
It felt like in the moment, sitting in Dodger Stadium last night, that the crowd was very pro Pujols.
Yeah.
They were thrilled to see him, and it was wonderful. But that felt like, I'm going to let the old guy go through to the next
round. Did you see, as soon as he lost, Schwarber was like bowing to Pujols. He couldn't wait to get out of it.
Yeah, you all right with that if that's what went down?
Okay, so here's my other question for you guys. Rodriguez, the kid from Seattle.
Yeah, Julio.
Okay. Hit 28 more home runs than Soto did.
Yeah.
But Soto won the home run derby because should they change the format?
No. This format is so much better than the old way that they did it, where it's just head up. You got to win your round. Because you know who had the second best night last night? Corey Seager.
Oh, yeah, Corey Seager.
Corey Seager went off. It's just that he happened to draw Rodriguez in the first round. And Rodriguez, I don't know what it was, like hit 34. Seager hit like 29.
So much of it is about finding just that groove.
For
the pitcher, finding just that groove.
That pitcher pitching to Rodriguez wasn't even using anything but his arm. He was just like, he wasn't stepping forward.
Perfect.
He just took it.
But they were all like through the size of a football. I mean, he didn't miss along the way. No, I like it the way that it is.
Yeah, I do too.
But isn't that a flaw? If Rodriguez hit 28 more home runs than Soto and he lost, that's a lot.
So.
It's a bad example.
Survive in advance. They don't, like, if you won in the NCAA tournament, if you won your first five games by a collective 100 points and only lost
on the other side, Trav, in golf, if I'm 20 under after two rounds, that counts.
No, it does. You know. But it's head up. It's not a cumulative event. It's a head up event.
Do you think
now.
These guys care to win?
Like,
do you
think they get $1 million?
Okay, so the reason why I
Rodriguez doubled his annual salary last night.
By the way, Rodriguez, I'm glad he finally got some shine. He's been the star of my fantasy baseball team all year long.
Yeah.
So I love the guy, but he is a machine.
And I'm going to bring it up because the way you guys were just kind of describing, okay, Pujols went to the next round, should he have not gone, whatever the case is. Do you remember this? It was only a few years ago. They had a slam dunk contest. Aaron Gordon versus who's the guy from the Miami Heat?
Yeah,
and Dwayne Wade
Jones. Yeah, who's
was it? Was it David, Derrick Jones?
Derrick Jones Jr.
And Dwayne Wade was the one of the judges.
Judge and tanked the judging.
And you're like, this guy literally just gave him the slam dunk contest.
Right.
And Aaron Gordon wanted to win. Remember, he had the one against Zach LaVine as well, and he really wanted to win. I'm always curious. I'm like, do these guys care to win? I know there's
money
at stake.
Is there a financial component for the dunk contest? You get money?
I don't think so.
Well,
is there?
What I've always said, I think you got a car. I think
okay.
I could save the dunk contest. But the NBA players' egos are too bad to limit. Here's how I would save it. There are tons and tons of professional dunkers that show up for 3-on-3 tournaments all around the country. I think what you do is you have two spots for non-NBA players. And then the NBA players would step it up. And then you give the winner $1 million. The other thing I would do with the actual All-Star
By the way, I think that makes it even more sure that the best players
you
won't
get within 100
miles. Because
they
don't want to be embarrassed by some streetball guy.
Yeah, but I think it'd be fun. And by the way, new players are coming along all the time. Most guys don't do the home run. Why didn't Vladimir Guerrero do the home run contest?
He did it
last
year, the year before.
Yeah,
like
he holds
those
all-time
guys,
record.
Like Guerrero has done it. Ohtani did it last year. Yeah. The only guy that, and this is going by memory here, Trout's never done it. I'd like to see him do it. Just because he's one of the biggest names in baseball. Harper's done it. Manny Machado's done it. Like the biggest names in baseball have done it except for Trout. Just go do it. Put on a show.
Yeah, by the way, is that not very Trout-esque?
Where he does
not do the home run derby?
Very Trouty.
Yeah.
Yeah, very.
So, Slee had the day off yesterday, Mace, and he was in Idlewild, and he had a nice
time.
And I've tried to figure out what's going on, and he's given me nothing, so I'm going to turn it over to you.
It's a really, really small mountain town.
It's
there really
cool.
isn't much. You been there?
Yeah, I've been there. I love how small
you
can go up there and get snow.
Yep.
Not this time of year, but you can go up there and get snow in what's the winter time of the year. So what's the appeal about?
I guess I wasn't opening up to Trav, so he's like, "Well, talk to Mace.
Let Mace do it."
So what's
did
up
you go with others to Idlewild?
Yeah, I went with some family.
Yeah. Okay. So why that as a destination?
Mace, just kind of get away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mountains are nice. It was probably 110 degrees out here,
nice.
And it was. It was 90 up there.
106.
It was 90.
I don't know if I ever been up to the mountains and it was
when
90
degrees.
When
it's that hot, that's crazy.
Brutal.
Yeah. And I heard you hit up some sushi.
Hit up some.
Yeah, you want
to
go.
Are you want to eat the sushi near the ocean?
Go to the mountains, get some sushi. That's what
they
always say.
Would you get sushi up there or no?
You're close enough to the ocean for it
to
make sense. Okay. Yeah.
Phoenix?
Probably not. Yeah, although I know I'm sure
so there is a line.
Great.
There is a line.
Like I like to be close. I heard you talk about this. I like to be close to the water
feels,
when I'm eating sushi.
Yeah.
It feels fresher to me.
Yeah, the steaks are better in Texas.
Okay, you're
and
in the Inland Empire. You're in Riverside. You're a couple hours away from the ocean.
That's
you can't
okay.
get sushi.
Yeah, that's okay. That, Riverside, 2 hours. Okay. Yeah.
They're getting that fish from Santa Monica in Riverside.
That's probably all right.
Does anyone know? It used to be that whichever team won the All-Star game, that league would get home field.
No,
World
that
Series.
Doesn't exist anymore.
So there is nothing riding on tonight.
No. It is just a show. It is just a show.
Well, now I'm rooting for a tie. So I can see the home run derby.
Yeah.
I was going to say there's a home run derby in the event of a tie where they get pick three guys.
Yep.
Each guy gets three swings. Okay, tell me with this.
Funky.
Why do we care if the All-Star game ends in a tie? What's the
because
downside?
Because it did 1 year and it was a disaster.
I remember, John, I was at that game. I covered that game.
Yeah.
I was there. And I remember walking out of the building
Milwaukee,
that night.
Right?
In Milwaukee, that's right. And no one cared.
Right.
There was nobody. I can't believe I come out to the and we ended.
And that's what instituted the home field rule.
Right. And
the
it was a solution to a problem that didn't exist.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't think it was as big a deal as everybody else did. I mean, this is an exhibition game. This is really just for fun. It's a chance to see everybody who's
are
having
any of you guys
a really
going
good
tonight?
Year. I'm not going. For some reason, I wasn't interested. Maybe it's because I'm still tired from Friday night, but I haven't gone. I haven't gone
and
to
Saturday.
Any,
night.
Any of the events.
Yeah.
And Saturday night, too.
Double dip. It's been a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah, it has been.
How was Key's house?
Oh God!
Or the setup.
The setup was unbelievable.
He was telling me was
the setup was just. I mean, soul food and Jorge's dad taco
That's
setup.
That's the coolest thing I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, Jorge's dad, and then the pizza. It's like, oh yeah, I got a wood fired pizza oven in my backyard.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
What do you want? We'll make that for you right now.
Well, it was Keith's house, right? It was somebody else's.
It was somebody else's house. But it was a great. It was a great. Great party. It's great house, great setup, great yard.
Did you go in the pool?
No.
Was it ever even talked about?
You didn't do the cannonball?
I didn't do it.
You were not dressed for a cannonball.
I had my board shorts on.
Oh, did you?
So
yeah.
I brought the shorts in the event that had there been a lot of people in the party in the pool,
right.
I was 100% prepared.
But nobody
I
was
saw
in.
One person
he
in the
was
party
in it when I got
night.
There.
Okay. He was not in it when I got there.
Okay.
And it was, there's nobody in it. And I didn't want to be the guy that, like, cannonballed in there.
No, that's specifically what we were
looking
for.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
That was Jod's vision.
Breaking news.
I'm not that guy.
That's what made the whole thing worth it.
I understand that's what you wanted. No way. No way.
Did you think when you were going that there's a good chance you're going in the pool?
Had there been people in the pool, I absolutely would have done it.
Yeah, it wasn't. They had these swans that you could get into the pool but not get wet.
Yeah, you could kind of float around on the top of the water.
Floating around on the top of these swans.
Plus the women in the hats and the sunglasses,
yes.
They were a little intimidating.
Yes.
I didn't know if I was
these
cannonball
the
worthy.
The spokesmodels?
Yeah. Is that what we're calling them?
They were kind of spokesmodels.
Hostesses
yeah.
slash
They were like,
models?
You'd expect them to be on Deal or No Deal holding a briefcase.
You know, I was trying to explain to my wife what the spokesmodels were. I kind of remember the old Robert Palmer videos back in the day.
Addicted to love.
It was instead of tight black dresses, it was those women in bikinis.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I'm wondering, did anyone look twice at that? Like, for example, they're talking about getting rid of spokesmodels on TV because of the Me Too.
Now, when
movement.
You say spokesmodels, what are you talking about?
Like Price is Right.
Well, they have a guy model and a girl model.
Yeah.
They have both.
Yeah, I think
so. I think that's still cool.
I think they're talking about getting rid of that job.
That'd be a shame.
Like Vanna White.
On Price is Right, they sort of resolved it by adding guy models.
Well,
I know
that's what
models.
The Rams did. The Rams added right. guy cheerleaders.
Yeah, they got a handful of guys on their cheer squad. I mean, it was unusual. I was not expecting.
I was surprised.
Spokesmodels.
I was but not expecting.
I also
a spokesmodel.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah,
Did you get your souvenir towel?
I got my souvenir towel.
Yeah.
They were handing out towels.
You need a towel sleeve? They'd hand you a towel.
Keyshawn.
That's how it works.
Keyshawn went all out.
No, styling. Styling. And by the way, that was only phase one of the party because there's another phase of the party we won't talk about. But he's like the really close in group.
Yeah.
Is now involved in something
that's
really cool.
I think I was told very lightly about. I mean. Chris mentioned it, but he didn't mention any details. I freaking missed out on this one.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. Were you invited?
We're not sure. I think it was
wait a minute. You were invited in a weird way?
We're not sure.
I was told that.
Travis
is
plus one?
He should have been.
This is Morale. Morale said this on Monday.
Yes.
He's like, no, because the emails and, we were trying to get the emails out. I'm like, that doesn't sound like an invite.
Yeah.
No, but they didn't go out. Even some of the GKB owners, they didn't get it.
Yeah,
they're supposed to get it. We'll send it to you.
Right.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, like, nothing.
Well, you were
nothing.
Never going anyway, right?
So I couldn't go, but
50-50. If that invitation comes, I think you go.
So Ireland,
I really do.
Get this. So when you get to the party, when you get to the party, it's up a gigantic hill. So they had valet parking, and then you'd get on this golf cart.
You had to be on the list first, and they were very diligent in checking this list.
They were serious
about
it. If you weren't on the list, you weren't getting in?
You were not getting in.
Yeah, I would just that feature alone would have kept me away.
So you rode all the way up this hill. Now, when we were leaving,
it was dark.
This guy said to me, do you mind if I go backwards?
In the cart?
Yeah, in the cart. And I'm like, okay. And he goes speeding down that hill backwards.
Gosh.
I thought,
was this guy like Mater from the Cars movie?
And you know what? There's no reason he had to. There was plenty of room to turn around.
Why?
It's like, I just think, well, I'll try this. Hey, this is a boring job driving up the hill. Let me try backing down the hill
daggers.
The entire way. Oh, he was. I was like, never,
was
ever
the,
again.
Was the sun still up when you left?
Sun was down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when I left, I walked down that hill.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, the golf cart, the guys, they were using it to take the valets up to the other side to get the cars.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you were kind of, and it was really, really dark and a very steep
hill.
Were
you whistling?
And I was, I've never walked more deliberately in my life.
Oh, down that hill?
Because sure. It was steep and it was dark and
did
it was the
end of
the night.
Did you ever visit the tent, the special tent, the special room?
Had a nice time, Mace.
Yeah, excellent.
I had a nice time.
So,
and I may or may not have filled my pockets.
That's amazing.
Do you guys,
there were a lot of pre-rolls in that room, yeah.
Do you guys trust valet parking?
Well, this is Chris is going to jump over this. I don't. It's not a matter of trust. It's a matter of I don't need it, so I will find a place to park my own car.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
I trust him.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. I parked in high school. I had two friends that valet parked. They beat it into me. Never ever trust it.
Really?
Because they were taking stuff all the time.
Like out of the vehicle.
Taking stuff?
Yeah. Like if there was like a loose $5 bill or something, they'd grab it. If,
oh, wow.
Back then, these were when everybody had cassette tapes. So they were
stealing a police CD or prints or something. It's like,
no.
What are we doing
right.
here?
But that's what I'm saying. Just the idea of them, you know, these were guys making minimum wage and, you know, you were basically giving them the keys to your car. I was thinking that scene from Ferris Bueller's Day Off where they take the car joyriding through Chicago.
Well, yeah, but it's, look, if you've got the Ferrari from Ferris Bueller, I'm going to park that myself. If you've got a
Toyota
Honda
Corolla.
Accord like me, it's like, yeah, go ahead. I don't think they're going to joyride.
Nobody's going to take my Mazda 6 out for it. Love the car, but nobody's going to say, hey, I finally got one of these Mazda 6s.
Nobody wants to ride around the block and go, yo, check me out in my Mazda 6.
That's not out.
You ever seen a Corolla before? What do you think?
How about when they change the whole seat? They change the radio. It doesn't happen often. For the most part, I think, you know, you go park your car valet. They keep the car the same.
Yeah.
Sometimes you come in, I'm like, that seat is all the way back. The radio station's on a different station. I'm like, this guy's making himself right at home.
So what are you guys going to talk about today? We're at that point. The softball game is a couple of days ago. Keys party. Obviously, still a pretty good topic.
Still going to talk about the softball game and the party.
No, it's a slow shape, but we got a lot going
we've
on.
Got,
there
we,
is.
We probably have 50 things on a list
yeah,
of things
we have
to
a
talk
list
about.
Of good. Things that goes on
I
and
get,
on.
Some
I told of it's
Sleeve.
Sports, some of it's stupid.
You, real quick, Mace. Yeah. I give Clayton Kershaw all the credit in the world for Freddie Freeman kind of fully buying in yesterday. That Freeman kind of did that, you know, they helped me through a tough period, yada, yada, yada. I think that Kershaw kicked him in the butt with those comments after the trip to Atlanta, and now he's fully in. I think that's 100% on Kershaw.
Well, he clearly can hit. Because he was on just a
he was hitting before, not like
tear.
That, not like
no,
that.
No, this,
but
this, yeah, this was,
I think he might be the hottest hitter in baseball.
Yeah,
he
was unconscious the last.
You give Kershaw credit for that?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, he shook it up a little bit. Yeah, I'm all for that. I mean, the story became bigger than I also think the story became so big. At least in our circles, that I think Freddie needed.
Anytime
to.
Somebody says, "Hey, you know, we're okay over here too," that was
okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Supercross talk
are you going to the
is
game?
Over. I'm not.
No.
I went last night. It was awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I thought Pete Alonso got one over the roof in left field because I was kind of down the left field line.
Yeah.
Could have sworn I saw it. Apparently it went through.
Were you in
the
those press seats down the left field line?
No. We were kind of on the loge level.
Oh, nice. Did you buy tickets or were you meeting?
I was neither.
Neither.
So I was gifted tickets from somebody. And so I was kind of right by the foul pole. And it looked like it went over. Didn't go over. I've still never seen one go over. I need to make that happen.
Morales is yelling. I don't know what that means, but
it's
probably about my.
It's balance. Live
it's imaging
Tuesday.
Live imaging Tuesday. Probably wants to get in here.
Yes.
Mason in Ireland is next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Live Imaging Tuesday. It is Mason and Ireland.
You can quote me on that.
Well, we were having a little.
By
the way, why is Travis afraid to tell you that the seats last night that he was at were from GKB, our company?
I don't know.
Oh, somebody gave them to me. That's what I was yelling
everybody,
about.
Yeah, everybody's all nervous to say that they have money or things.
Right.
And, other than Michael and I.
You got free
Michael
stuff.
And I get free stuff all the time, and we're very appreciative of it.
I agree with my best.
I got more free stuff.
Well, all you had to do was ask. And you would have been at the Home Run Derby pressing the flesh with us last night. It was fun.
Who all went?
Well, there was a lot of partners. A lot of the GKB people from across the country were in from the other radio stations and markets.
Yeah.
But Travis was there.
Yeah.
Tommy Lamb, the vice president.
Shout out to you, Tommy.
Of the Funny Games Department was there with me. Everybody was there.
What about, was anybody really locked in the way I would be at a home run derby where I'm just, I don't want to talk, I just want to watch.
Trav was doing
runs.
A little bit of that, so I just kept sitting behind him just annoying him, like, hey, Trav, look at this on Twitter.
Well, you're certainly capable of that.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
I do know how that goes.
It is Live Imaging Tuesday. It is good to see my bestie, John Ireland, who had a great birthday weekend.
And Chris.
This
Thank
is like
you.
The third time I've seen you in 5 days. That's a lot. That's a lot. We'll talk about that more later, I'm sure.
You and me?
3 of 5 days we've seen each other. Oh, this God. Is the third day. It's a lot. Yeah.
There's no live imaging Wednesday, is there?
No.
I'm all for it.
I need a break.
Live imaging Wednesday. Bring it on.
It's like in a relationship. I need a break.
On that note, why don't we begin the show, Producer Jorge? Mason and Ireland, your Tuesday right now.
What's up, people? It's Tuesday. Everybody is in the house today. And Ireland, the Home Run Derby was fun last night. It is always fun. I always enjoy it. I do think it was cooked a little bit. They miscounted Kyle Schwarber's home runs.
Yeah, and you notice, maybe because ESPN's embarrassed, you notice how no one's talking about that?
Oh, I've seen it everywhere.
Well, but ESPN isn't admitting it. Maybe because they were responsible for the counting.
Do you think they were, or do you think there's some sort of official involved?
Yeah, no, but Kyle Schwarber and Albert Pujols hit the same amount of home runs in round one.
Yes.
And they somehow forgot to count one of Schwarber's home runs, and Pujols made it to round two. Maybe they wanted that all along. You never know.
Yeah. They got it. They got Albert. And it was a nice story that Albert Pujols advanced, and it was cool and all that stuff. Juan Soto, it reminds me of the year that Bryce Harper won the most valuable or the home run derby. Because remember,
was
won
that
the
a
home
year
run derby,
that...
walked away. Juan Soto wins the home run derby. Talk about a guy. This is a guy that understands his value in the market. Turns down $440 million, wins the home run derby. He's out there. The Nationals may or may not trade him. It's leaning towards they will. Although it's going to be an unprecedented deal, an unprecedented package from somebody's farm system and probably two or three everyday major leaguers that's what it'll take to get.
Did you see who Buster says he's going to?
I think Buster, I'm trying to remember, he says San Diego?
Yep, San Diego or St. Louis. He says they have the requisite packages because apparently they don't just want prospects.
No.
They want actual major league talent to come, at least some, to come back in. And then he said Dodgers and Yankees are the usual suspects, but if he had to handicap it, he thinks Padres 1, Cardinals 2, and then all the usual suspects after that, meaning Dodgers, Yankees, Mets.
Dodgers, Yankees, Mets. Right. Mets are the favorites in Vegas. Mets are favored. Yankees are second. Padres actually down the list in terms of odds. But
okay, let me ask something about the Mets. So you always worry about this, and I don't. I think that if I'm a general manager, if I'm, what's that guy's name, Mike Rizzo. The only thing I care about is the best possible return.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Whoever gives me the best deal, they're getting Juan Soto. I only care about my own locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say they'll never trade him to the Mets, even if that's the best package, because they don't want to see him in a divisional
17
game.
Times a year.
Yeah, 18, right?
Is it 17? It's one of those.
Yeah. Do you put stock in that?
Yeah, I do. Like, for example, when we talked about...
What if they give you by far the best package?
Well, hang on. When we talked about Shohei Ohtani, I said I don't think the Angels would ever trade him to the Dodgers because they're in the same market, and you would hear about it every single day, turn on the radio, open the papers, all that kind of stuff. Open the papers. That's old school. But in the case of – it's less so in this case because it's not like they're in the same market. They're in the same division. They're not in the same market. And again, in Vegas, the Mets are the favorite to be able to pull off this deal. Now, the one thing I was reading, I think it's...
But if you were the Nationals, you wouldn't trade him to the Mets?
Oh, if I could get the best... They're not in the same town. I don't have
They're in the same division.
Same division. They're not in the same town. It's not like Mets and Yankees. It's not like Dodgers, Angels.
Okay.
It's not like Cubs and White Sox. To me, that's the breaking point. But the Mets are favored. The Dodgers have the best farm system in baseball. I think they can absolutely make this deal if they want to make this deal. And let's be honest, Dodgers. This is Noah Camaras and Deadspin. Dodgers are no strangers to win now. All-in trade deadline deals for superstars. They're no strangers. Not only current Dodgers Julio Urias, Cody Bellinger, clients of Boris, but so was the guy they got from the Nationals a year ago. So maybe the Boris connection is the kind
They're
of thing
They're talking about
that gets
Scherzer?
Yeah, well, yeah. And Soto.
Okay.
Guys in the majors like Gavin Lux, Dustin May, could definitely headline a package. And the Dodgers, again, have the farm system to be able to make this deal. And can you imagine Soto in the same lineup as Betts, Freeman, and Trey Turner?
That's a joke. Yeah, I could.
That's a joke.
Because I think that they've got to make a decision on Bellinger. I mean, how much time do you
have? I don't think there's a decision to be made on Bellinger.
There's no. He's not getting another contract?
No. Not from the Dodgers.
You think they're just going to let him go?
Yeah. 100%. Huh. He's not worth anything. He has no value on the market.
3 years ago, he won the MVP,
correct.
Right?
Yeah. Bergman, does Cody Bellinger have any value? He's a great center fielder. I'll give him that. And he, you know, if you look at the perfect game or the near perfect game that Kershaw threw the other night, Bellinger had a couple of plays in there that were incredible.
Yeah, I think the only reason he would have value is because there's going to be some team that's going to say, like, oh, we can fix him. We'll get him back to that form. If the Dodgers can't do it, I don't think any other team can do it. But I think you can probably sell somebody on that to get a little bit of value on him.
Yeah.
All right. Give me your opinion on this.
Okay.
This somewhat related, but off the subject a little.
Okay.
Did you watch Better Call Saul last night?
No.
Either did I. So tonight.
By the way, all over the place there are spoilers. I've been
that's
trying
what
to
I'm getting
avoid
at.
These
That's
things.
What I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So tonight I got to make a decision. I got something I got to do after work. I got to be up super early tomorrow. So either the All-Star game or Better Call Saul.
One or the other?
Yeah.
You're going to kick one off the planet?
Sort
of. No, you can always watch Better Call Saul the next night.
But that's my question.
Yeah.
Is that risky?
So I've got time to do both, right? So it's a 5 o'clock start. I think we've got the All-Star game for you here on 710 ESPN.
5 to 8, you'll watch the All-Star game and then Better Call Saul after?
Yes. That's a perfect night. That's a perfect night.
Probably can't get away with that.
Yeah,
I'm worried about trying to go another day without getting hit with a spoiler.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough.
Have you been hit with one yet? Like, do you know something that you wish you didn't know?
I have this unbelievable ability to see the picture and immediately not read the headline.
Yeah, I've been good. I know nothing about what happened.
Bergman spoiled him. You spoiled yourself on something.
Well, kind of. I just know a certain thing. I don't know what it means.
Okay. Well,
involving Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Yeah, Thor, Love, and Thunder. Okay. There's a post-credit scene. I know something.
Give it away.
I'm not
you
giving
know
it
something.
Away. I'm
You'll
saying,
actually
I know.
Like this. This is a really fun post-credit sequence for.
Well, so how long do we need to wait before we reveal what that is?
Until
we...
I see it.
Oh, okay.
it's on me.
It's all based on you.
Yeah, it's based on me. It's not based on you guys.
Interesting.
Right. Or the listeners. It's
good
me.
To know.
All right. Yeah, it's a good post-credit sequence for Marvel. I really, really liked it. So I wanted to do something interesting here, different here.
All right.
So Manti Te'o will be in a new Netflix documentary about his catfishing and how
okay,
it changed
so
his
for
life.
People who don't remember, Manti Te'o, when he was an All-American football player at Notre Dame, and Notre Dame was ranked in the top two that year.
Yes.
They were really good. Manti Te'o, somebody wrote a big story about his girlfriend.
Yes.
And him and his girlfriend. And it turned out later that they'd actually never met.
Yes.
They were online boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yes.
And the online thing turned out to be a catfishing scam.
Yes.
There was never a girl. But he thought that there was. And I don't think he ever recovered from it. Do you? He got to the NFL and he went to the Chargers and he just never...
Well, maybe it was never there to start with,
okay.
Right? Don't you think that's
possible
that it was never there to start with? But it was a gigantic story when it went down.
Right.
Nobody
knew, like, should we feel sympathetic towards him? Should he have been smarter? Is this going on in more places than not? Like, nobody knew what to make of that story.
Have you ever been catfished?
Not that I know of.
Bergman, ever been catfished?
I have not been catfished, thankfully.
Jorge?
Nope, never.
I have.
How?
No.
I will tell you coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed. When you hear Yacht Rock.
Oh, God. Yacht Rock.
Listen to it all weekend, Chris.
Me too.
It's fantastic.
Oh, it's so good.
We're microcasting to white guys in Manhattan Beach.
I'm not white, and I don't live in Manhattan Beach.
There you go.
When you hear Yacht Rock, you know it's Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. Oh, yeah. England Dan, John Ford Coley.
Yes. Yes. Contemporary, fresh.
So if you want to hear the All-Star game when you're in your car today, when you're driving home or driving somewhere, 5 p.m., we bring you live coverage courtesy of ESPN Radio. The Midsummer Classic, hear it all, only here on 710 ESPN after the Sedano Cap Power Hour.
So Morales, I haven't talked to you about the results of the celebrity softball game. What did you think? Were you surprised that TNA's pulled it off?
You heard the call. I tried to do my best, John Ironman.
You did. You just jumped in at the end. It was mostly Ramona.
Momo kind of didn't. She ran with it.
Guys, as you know, when Momo is on a radio. Happy birthday, Momo, by the way.
Happy birthday, Momo.
Momo's birthday today.
By the time that fifth inning, it was very hard to see. There were more and more people stacked. So doing the play-by-play was tough. I had three innings of Key not being a great color guy. He wasn't amazing.
No, but it was his birthday.
I tried to do my best with Key, you know. And then I had Sam Pines, our owner, in there for an inning. Yep. Then Ramona, because of the pitching switch came up, she really helped fill out the broadcast, which was good for me at that moment. I was tired. So when that happened, I was stunned.
She's still talking, by the way. Still at that microphone, still broadcasting
before
the aftermath.
Here's the thing. Before that clip begins, when she starts, I said, if you remember, oh, he's got the ghost, not the ghost, but he's got the spirit of George Sinano looking down on him. Can Beto pull it out here? Not Team Beto, but Beto does. Then it happened, and I was stunned. But I should have said the miracle on dirt. I saw that on Twitter.
You should have planned out your line the way Jim Nance always does.
Or John Ireland. Or John
does not plan his
line. I never plan them. I just say them.
You're going to tell me in 2020 the championship with the title, you didn't know what you might say? Well, you had like three quarters to think about it.
Yeah, because I just killed them.
Yeah.
No.
Did you think about it?
Yes. But I think what I said was that day you and I had played Vin Scully's call of Kirk Gibson, so it's like the anniversary of it.
Right.
And Vin Scully said something along the lines, I'm going to screw this up, but he said something, in a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was banging around in my head.
Oh, I got goosebumps just hearing that.
That's such a great.
So it was banging around my head, and I think what came out when the Lakers won the title, I said something along the lines of, because it was a COVID year, I said, in a year that almost all of us want to forget, the Lakers give us something to remember forever.
It's a good line.
I got
their
19th.
It's a good line. You know,
NBA champ 17th.
17th.
NBA championship. So as usual, everything is derivative of the great Vin Scully.
There you go.
But that's where I got the thought. But I didn't write it down or anything.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I thought you were great in the post game with Amanda.
It was fun.
You were great.
Yeah,
you were
it was
great.
Fun. Yeah, we had a good time. We were covered with beer. Covered with beer. Yeah. Yeah.
You were
schnockered.
I heard through the grapevine you were not happy about the post game spray.
After the spray,
said soft.
That's nice. That's really
Wait a minute, you
nice.
Were mad that people were spraying beer?
Yeah, I don't want to go home smelling like I had like 3 hours of covered with beer in front of me.
Right. But then you were going home taking a shower anyway, right?
Yeah, but it took me 3 hours to take a shower. Until then you smell like beer.
Oh, there
and
you
Juan
go.
Probably was like, where have you been?
He threw out. He
Why
threw
is my voice always? It's Clinton and Julian. It's Messi. It's Travis and Stafford. It's now the Juan.
Rachel and Cap.
Rachel and Cap.
Did Juan go to the game?
He did not go to the game.
He was at Keyshawn's party.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
And it was great to see him.
Juan said, you know, the West Covina Sportsplex is one thing. Calabasas is another. He was in for Calabasas.
Listen.
Not in for the softball game.
That's okay, but I am
impressed.
He
was hoping to see a Kardashian.
Oh, well. I am impressed that you made it to Calabasas. That was, John, are you not impressed on a Saturday afternoon that Mace made it there?
Yeah, but Mason's a star, you know what? So he's not passing up Keyshawn party.
Keyshawn is a friend of mine. I wanted to be there and show up. I wanted, and I was only, I didn't hang out for as long as other people.
Although I did hang out in that one
tent club
for a while. The Key Club, yeah. I was there for
with his
a
own
while.
Brand, his brand that he has started of cannabis.
Is and that his brand?
Yeah, Baby Doja.
I did not know that.
On the gummies, it's his face on the container.
Oh, you're kidding. I didn't realize what I was smoking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now I get it.
Yeah, there you go.
You were all the way up, that's for sure.
Yeah. as part of his line, what's it called?
Baby Doja.
Do they offer sleeping aids?
So I took a bit of one of the gummies last night. It helped me a lot.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah. So
how is the gummy thing working for you?
Right. So it's I've upgraded.
Oh.
Okay. Worthy gave me a dropper. What do you call it?
A tincture.
Yeah. I've never heard that phrase until this.
Tincture.
Yeah. I use those a lot too.
So that's it's called Lights Out.
Yes.
It's got the same percentage of stuff that you gave me, and it's perfect.
And it works?
Oh, yeah. It's like you've been hit on top of the head with a hammer.
Nice.
But I've just got to control the dosage. I can't take very much of it.
Yeah.
Do you have really weird – I have really deep dreams on CBD.
Yeah, I've been doing that for I've been having deep, weird dreams
for
30 years.
Like Mace and I are doing a radio show in
Kansas.
Oh,
God. Oh,
yeah.
God. Jeez.
And then you wake up and go, oh, God, thank the Lord.
No. Yeah.
Mason and Ireland continues now.
All right, so we were talking about Matt Tateo, though, who got famously catfished. So I'm not sure if I told this. This is probably a personal story, but I'm going to tell it anyway because I think it's maybe somebody's getting catfished out there, and maybe you can uncatfish yourself. So
I'm trying to think of what circumstances you could have been catfished. All right, go ahead.
The year was 1995.
Okay, so prior to really everybody having the internet, right?
Correct. Prior to the internet, some phone service, I don't know what it was. Remember, I was deep in the closet at this point.
Yeah.
Some phone service and connected with some guy who claimed to be a player on the UCLA water polo team.
Okay.
Now, there was a name and everything, and I looked it up, and yes, there was a guy by this name. Turns out I was never talking to this guy. And I spent hours on the phone. Hours
How
on the phone.
How did he initially meet you?
Some kind of phones. Okay. You know, they used to have these phone things you would dial
and
and they'd connect
you. Guys
you.
Hit it off on the phone and you were talking about meeting in person. And
never met in person. Got totally snuckered. Snuckered? Oh, whatever.
Well,
you know what I mean.
Was it supposed to mean?
Got totally fooled.
Okay.
Fooled.
All right.
What?
So did you watch Snickered. The Tinder Swindler on
Oh,
Netflix?
Yeah, I did, sure.
Isn't that just an advanced form of catfishing? He talked to those girls for a long time, said, when are we going to meet? When are we going to meet? When he met them, he spent an inordinate amount of money to impress them and to match up with his fake online profile, which is him in Ferraris and private jets
yes,
and everything.
Yes.
And then once he got their trust, he hit him up for money.
That is a modern form of catfishing, yes. In other words,
and you know he's still
you
out,
misrepresent yourself.
He's still out there doing it. He's got like a hot girlfriend now. And
there's no counting for intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, these girls are so desperate to be with who they think is a rich guy.
Even though they know he's not a rich guy, they're still going with him?
Oh, yeah.
Is he a rich guy?
No.
So girls, after watching the video, after watching
the movie.
The movie, are still dating
the
guy
because
they think he's a rich guy?
You just don't understand him.
He doesn't have any money.
That
he
does have money.
A millionaire.
He has money because they've given him all of their money.
Right. Greg's right. The girls keep giving
him
money.
He's a taker, not a giver.
Well, no, he was running a pyramid scheme. So, like, he'd be dating one girl and say, hey, his big line was, my enemies are out to get me.
Oh,
did you watch it, Ore?
Oh, yeah.
He used the same videos to get these girls. The same
and then
ones.
And he would send pictures of himself all beat up that it turns out he made up. Like, he had a makeup artist make it look like he got beat up.
Yes.
And my enemies are out to get me. They've taken all control of my bank accounts. Can you send me $35,000?
Oh, my God.
And then they'd send it to him, and he'd ghost him. And he'd do it to enough girls where he'd get like 200 grand, and then he would spend it on the next girl.
Yeah. I mean, there should just be a rule. Don't send anybody your money.
Right.
Don't send anybody you don't
ever.
Know your money ever under any circumstances. I mean, and don't provide... Don't provide your social security number or your credit card number or any of those things to somebody who's asking just randomly on the email.
So how did your catfishing end? Did you discover it was fake?
I went to a UCLA water polo game.
Really? It went that far?
Yeah.
Were you and I working together?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Early in the Mason
early
and Ireland
in the
years.
Mason and Ireland year.
You've never told me the story. So you go to a UCLA water polo game and this person is not... In the program, he's not playing.
Not even there.
Okay.
Not even there.
And then did you confront him about it? Hey, I happened to go to a water polo game. Notice you're not on the roster. What are you doing?
I got a dial tone.
When you called him?
Yeah. There you go. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, no. When I called him and said, the gig is up, it's not you. You're not who you say you are.
Right. Then he
clicked.
He ran
gone.
For the hills.
Gone. Yeah, gone. By the way, this happens more often than we think. Like, for example, I know a couple that got together. And tell me if this is advisable or not. They're emailing back and forth.
Okay.
So they're introduced by friends, right?
Okay.
And emailing back and forth.
And introduced by friends, so people to vouch for.
Right, but yeah. Never see each other.
Okay.
One person's in Canada, one person's in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So they start emailing back and forth. And then they start talking on the phone. And ultimately, without ever meeting, they tell each other they love them. In other words, I love you, even though I've never met you. I've emailed with you. I've talked to you on the phone. I love you.
Now this sounds like The Bachelor.
Don't you think that's a risky play?
Oh yeah,
you got to meet somebody.
It's also a script for a Hallmark movie. You meet somebody in a hallway, and it's like you've never even kissed them, and it's like let's move in together. I mean,
yes.
Come on.
Yeah. No. And it.
You know, one time.
By the way, the relationship did last for about a year when they got together.
There was this was a in a weird way a form of catfishing. I got emailed. Somebody emailed me and claimed to be a former NBA player.
Right.
Said, you want to come play in my golf tournament? And I said, I'm busy that weekend, but thanks. He goes, you got anybody else? And this guy used to play for the Knicks. Okay. So he says, well, you got anybody else who you think would be good? And I gave him Ben Lyons.
Oh, sure.
Ben's a big
Knicks fan. Yeah.
So Ben arranged to help him get some memorabilia for his auction. Ben arranged to come play in the golf tournament. And when Ben tried to reach out to get the details, like, hey, I'm flying to Dallas. I'm going to play in your tournament. Blah, blah, blah. Couldn't get a hold of him. Realized that it was all a scam to get memorabilia. He first tried to get it from me. Then he tried to get Ben fortunately didn't do very much.
Yeah.
And then we ended up reporting it to the NBA. And the NBA stopped this guy. But he had taken out an email address that you would think this player would have, like, in his handle.
Right.
And it was all
I often get told I'm too trusting. I'm naive and I'm too trusting.
Well, until somebody gives you a reason not to trust them, that's okay. You want to believe the best in people.
I believe the best in people. Exactly right. All right, coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. It is Ireland's wheel today. We will see what comes up. And then what Darvin Ham has said on the All the Smoke podcast about both Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook. That's coming up for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. I guess we're not live imaging here. We're recorded imaging.
All right, here it is. Pretend you're a professional athlete.
That's a stretch, but okay.
Would you rather have really cool uniforms with a rundown stadium or a state-of-the-art stadium with really ugly uniforms?
Okay. So I have never, ever been a uniform guy.
Okay.
Don't care. I know they put out City Connect jerseys and all this stuff. There's all certain. Don't care about any of it. Give me SoFi Stadium, man. Give me the high tech, unbelievable, state of the art SoFi Stadium over cool uniforms.
Well, the problem is you got to wear the uniforms every game you play, no matter what.
It's all right. I'm okay with that.
Bergman, you want really cool uniforms with a rundown stadium or a state-of-the-art stadium with ugly uniforms?
Man, I want to be comfortable when after the game, during the game. I want to be comfortable with all the everything, so I'm going to go with the stadium.
Yes.
Jorge.
Yeah, locker rooms, all that
rundown
stuff.
Rundown stadium, nice uniforms. That's
why?
Yeah, the uniform the matters.
You wear a lot of jerseys.
Right, the history of the old stadium, that's what I want.
I'm trying to think about what would the ugliest uniform in pro sports be?
What,
like, the Cleveland Browns have an ugly uniform.
This is what
Padres
came to mind.
Brown.
Padres, yeah. Oakland A's.
The throwbacks for the Pittsburgh Steelers are the ugliest uniforms ever. Oh, the throwbacks for the Pirates also. That yellow and black, terrible. Terrible. There are awful uniforms. Did you see the new Bengals helmets? Actually really cool. They're white with black stripes, and the uniforms are white with black stripes. I think that's really cool.
I remember one time one of my friends, this is years ago.
Yeah.
One of my friends goes, Hey, I met this girl last night. I'm thinking about calling her and asking her out. I go, really? What's she like? He goes, she's kind of a Cincinnati Bengal.
She's kind of a Cincinnati Bengal?
I went, what's that mean? And he goes, good body, good uniform, bad helmet.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, what in the world?
That is rough.
And I go, that's you. He goes, yeah, you know, bad helmet. But
bad helmet.
But, you know, great body. And she, I kind of liked her. I'm like, well, you're no Dallas Cowboys here, my friend.
No, not at all.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that is. So, John, Darvin Ham has made an appearance on the All the Smoke podcast. Which
that's
is...
with Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes.
Yes. And remember, this comes in the wake of yesterday, the Chris Haynes tweet about the big three of LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook huddling together on a phone conversation to talk about how to make it work for this year. That's Chris Haynes from Yahoo Sports. So Darvin Ham, in the wake of that, did an interview on the All the Smoke podcast. And first of all, he talks about Russell Westbrook.
Big three, it took a lot of heat. Talked about to me individually.
I'm thrilled to coach Russ.
Yeah.
They try to dump on Russ, right. But I'm like, that was one of the things that got me excited about this job.
Mm-hmm. As well as a dog.
Yeah, totally.
A dog.
He and I have had a great, great rapport since I took taking over the job, man. Just text messages, phone calls, dinners. Like, I locked in. I cornered his ass outside the elevator over at the Encore. So he and I had a great conversation then. So, you know, we all know what comes along with this business, man. Yeah. People throwing your name in trade rumors. Mm-hmm. I've been in the league since 96, man. I don't know anybody that's been on any team that hadn't had their name thrown in a trade room. Or two.
All so, been traded.
Yeah, all been traded, yeah, absolutely. And same and as a coach.
Right.
You know, they'll be saying they're ready to fire me, and the media will be saying they're ready to fire me in a year and a half. Well, you can't help but hear the noise sometimes. Right. You just got to stay solid, do what you do, and you will win in the end, man, every time. I witnessed it with him.
Yeah.
Okay, so there he is talking about Russell Westbrook, and saying he can't wait to coach him, can't wait to put this thing together. You know, I don't know if it's going to take a completely different approach. It's going to be difficult to get these pieces to fit. It's a little bit of square peg, round hole, because Russell Westbrook isn't one of those guys. You know, you generally want LeBron and shooters around him. Russell Westbrook, clearly not a shooter. Didn't work last year. But it sounds like Darvin Ham is ready to make it work, barring something happening. And he's got no choice, by the way.
Right. I am starting to believe that it is now, I don't know if you've reached this point yet, too, that it is now unlikely that Kyrie Irving is coming here.
Okay.
I don't know anything. There could be a plan. They could make an announcement in an hour that he's coming here. But the more people I talk to and the more I think about it, Brooklyn doesn't – I don't understand why they would blow up everything they've got. Now, if Kevin Durant insists on Kyrie not being there – matter of fact
– by the way, Dave McMenamin.
Yeah, did you put that in, Jorge?
Yeah, we've got that.
All right, so here's McMenamin on Zach Lowe's podcast. He thinks that Kevin Durant's trade request was really about trading Kyrie. Here's McMenamin.
The Lakers believe that the Nets will not do anything with Kyrie until they've settled things with Kevin Durant. Now, there is a school of thought, speaking to people around the league, that they think that the Durant trade request wasn't actually about him getting out of Brooklyn. It was about getting Kyrie out of Brooklyn. But the reason why this thing is all kind of stuck in the mud right now is that the Nets will not make a major move like that with Kyrie until they are very 100% crystal clear that the true intention of Kevin Durant would be to move off of Kyrie in order to stay. And as of my last couple of nights in Vegas, I left there about a week ago, that still remained up in the air. It was all in a period of stasis because Brooklyn was not ready to make a major move until they are completely sure that they have the understanding of what it would take to keep Kevin Durant in a Nets uniform.
So that the takeaway there is that KD may want Kyrie out of Brooklyn.
Right. And then this thing all kind of kicks back up again. But I don't know. What do you are do you think Kyrie's going to be here in the fall?
Well,
because
I don't know if it's going to happen or not. But I've come around to the idea that, first of all, you would never give Kyrie a long term. I would never give Kyrie.
I don't think that's even being discussed.
Yeah, that's
he's under contract for one more year.
So you're getting him for 1 year. Is it worth a 1 year gamble? Yes. And I've said all along, you know, my take when they get him is fantastic. Kyrie's here. We got a shot. My take next summer is, God, can we get rid of Kyrie? What can we get for him? I don't know that the Lakers are necessarily better off with Kyrie, given the other names that are floating around, given that, you know, Eric Gordon and Pat Beverly and Miles Turner and, you know, guys in Indiana.
Buddy Hield.
Those guys are out there. I don't know that the Lakers wouldn't be better by going somewhere other than Kyrie. And I'll tell you, especially because the COVID's on the way back and there's going to be masks again and it's L.A. and I have no idea what the rules are or how this works. But Kyrie and COVID don't go together.
Yeah, and here's something else to think about. Let's say that Rob Pelinka does choose that route, the one you strike. Go after people other than Kyrie.
Yes.
Go after Eric Gordon. Go after Buddy Hield.
Yes.
Go after Miles Turner. Go after somebody like that. I've read two or three reports that said Kyrie would be willing to come to the Lakers in a year, and then you don't have to give up anything.
Yeah, but you're going to sign him to a long-term deal in a year?
It depends what
he's not going to.
Depends what the market is for.
You think somebody will break the bank for Kyrie? Do you think somebody will give him a multi-year deal?
Ask me that question after I see what he does this year. Can he rebuild his reputation this year?
See, I think
will he be willing to get vaccinated? Is he going to be dependable? Is he going to him and Durant be healthy and play 70 games and put Brooklyn in a position to win? I mean, I think he's. Unless he's been sleeping under a rock, he's got to know that he's basically auditioning for his next contract this year.
Because I've gotten pushback from a lot of people on social media about, why are you guys pushing for Kyrie? Why do you want Kyrie? Why are you willing to go out of your way to get Kyrie, given sort of his, I'll call it a unique history?
Okay, let me answer your question with a question. Did you see the Lakers play last year?
Oh, sure.
So why wouldn't I want to try something different?
Look, I am all about trying to figure out a way to improve this team. I just don't know that Kyrie is the answer.
Well, but you're limited in what you can do. You know, there's not a lot of you're there's a salary cap and there's not a lot of available people. And so let me just ask you. If I said you can either have Kyrie or you can have those other two of those other guys you were talking about, whether it be Patrick Beverly and Buddy Hield and Miles Turner,
Eric Gordon and Pat Beverly.
You can have two of those or one of Kyrie. Which one do you want?
Two of them.
There you go.
Yeah,
there's your answer.
Yeah, that's rock solid.
And then you revisit Kyrie a year from now and see what his market looks like.
All right, everybody is – we've been all about Kyrie for a while, and I've gotten pushback on social media. Why do we want Kyrie? Why are you pushing for Kyrie? All that stuff. Do you really want Kyrie Irving as a Laker? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. We will get some calls in, plus – our friend Dan Orlovsky, and when I say friend, I mean the guy that has stiffed us twice and not come on the show after promising to, has a unique way of drinking wine. We will get into that coming up for you, too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.